A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Ronda Rousey condemns WWE's casting couch culture.
A top WWE name undergoes surgery.
We're going to tell you an ex-WWE commentator's surprising next move.
And Undertaker reveals why Sting WWE Dream Match never happened.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflett.
This is the news. So let's talk about what everyone was talking about on social media last night. Ronda Rousey and her new autobiography, Our Fight, which comes out in a couple of weeks, where she's gone in hard on WWE and obviously Vince McMahon in particular. It's worth a read what she says about the entire organization and Vince McMahon in particular. Yeah. She compares him to Star Wars villain Emperor Palpatine. Said he was sort of treating it like Monopoly, basically. Mm-hmm. She says, it was hard sometimes to know where the evil, unethical slime ball character of Vince McMahon played out for the cameras ends and the actual questionably ethical, many times sued and multiple times accused of sexual misconduct Vince McMahon begins. That blurred line between character and reality is a recurring theme within the WWE universe. She continues, pay-per-views are held in major cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, as well as now twice a year in Saudi Arabia, a nation that restricts the rights of women in a way that I'm certain Vince McMahon wishes he could. WWE bills itself as a sports entertainment organization, and just like in the mainstream entertainment industry, there was, by all accounts, a casting couch culture where men backstage in powerful position pressured female talent for sexual favors in return for airtime. There were so many public accusations and scandals, it's hard to keep track, and more that I'm sure the WWE managed to sweep under the ring. She also said that women weren't just being demeaned backstage, but center stage with the likes of bra and panties matches and all the disgusting stuff that used to happen back in the day, and basically says that the women's revolution only happened because WWE was, in Ronda Rousey's words, armbarred into it with the hashtag give divas a chance, etc. A fairly decent takedown of the culture of WWE.
Yeah, this is one of them situations where Ronda isn't saying anything a lot of people now don't already know, and for all those years already speculated, but it becomes about who is actually saying it.
Yes.
Ronda Rousey is in a position where she herself, I think, goes on to say she has no loyalty nor need for protection from WWE in any respect at this point in her life. And obviously that is so often what stops people having the bravery and the courage to be able to speak. The fact that WWE for so long has not just been the market leader, but the only place within that market to get work, has stopped countless people presumably thinking like, I can't risk my livelihood now or my future earnings by saying something. Ronda Rousey is not in that position. There's an element of that, like that old onion gag of like, oh no, the worst person you know just made a great point. But again, people from in powerful situations such as Ronda, when they're not spreading messages that could be deemed, I don't know, hateful, weird, all that sort of things, can also do this. I kind of have a sort of begrudging admiration for Ronda Rousey doing this. When again, she doesn't really need to, you know, there'd be presumably an open door for a star of her power and aura to come back in down the line.
Yeah.
You know, never say never in pro wrestling and all that. But to be as specifically damning as she was in these comments, I think was notable. You know, just to sort of reiterate, as we always say when we're covering the Vince McMahon story, there will be various sort of links in the description to this video to various causes, charities, and organisations set up if you or anyone you know has experienced any of the situations Rousey outlines, and of course, as we continue to outline, as this Vince McMahon WWE sex trafficking case continues.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation. Hopefully changes have been made within the organisation. It feels like that's the case.
She was knowingly and pointedly quite complimentary to Triple H specifically, almost as like a contrast.
Exactly,
I don't know.
I just really hope that the culture's changed within WWE now, and it appears to be heading in the right direction at least.
It does. I was going to say we'll move on to lighter news, but then not really, because we never like to report injuries.
No.
Especially around WrestleMania season. We do have one of a top WWE name undergoing some surgery. I can't remember his name. I can't really do the bit because he's got injured.
Yes.
But we've got all this and so much more on the news of Nick Aldis.
Yes.
Who has suffered an injury. Now, this was an interesting one. So he suffered a bicep injury, so he's had to go undergo surgery. PW Insider had this story out, and look, we, you know, aggregate PW Insider on these news videos all the time. We're very grateful for their reporting, which is typically diligent. Mike Johnson and the guys do good work. But then he was sort of then moved to get on X, Twitter, whatever, and post about it to even acknowledge they got there first. How's that possible? He said, quote, "Yes, I just got out of surgery for ruptured bicep tendon. And yes, the sheets had it within minutes. God bless them. Must be a slow news day. Anyway, it was a freak accident. I'm on the mend and I'll continue to fulfill my obligations." Those obligations, of course, right now are as the SmackDown general manager. Today we can remember his name.
Yes.
But is there anything more to this? Nick Aldis, for those who don't know, was, of course, a full-time wrestler before taking up this role within WWE for NWA and various other organisations. A long-standing NWA World Heavyweight Champion, famously wrestled Cody Rhodes at All In, has pedigree. And I think we all assumed down the line there would be at least one match for all this. Was this training for that? Was this genuinely just as he describes, a freak accident? I guess time will tell.
I loved how many dumbasses this exposed on social media, though, when they were like, "How's Nick Aldis got injured? Like, look at him. He's still in shape. He can just get injured lifting weights or just in everyday life. If he says a freak accident, maybe he, I don't know, Mickey James dropped something, he went to catch him, went, "Oh, bloody hell, I've got my bicep."
There's biceps under those suits, jackets, isn't there? There is a body
it's
under
not,
there.
It's not, "Oh, bloody hell, the contract's going to strain my bloody bicep." But hopefully, it is maybe a clue that we could see Nick Aldis in the ring sooner rather than later once he recovers from this injury, and obviously we wish him well in his recovery. Because, he is someone, I know they've done this so many times, but he is very much someone I'd love to see say, "I'm taking this goddamn tie off and kicking your ass."
It's there. I think one of these days we're going to get it. I think it is there. The Adam Pearce match at this point isn't exactly a dream match, but I think they've got really wonderful chemistry together.
I'm still waiting for Adam Pearce versus Roman Reigns. I wanted to finish the story.
It was on the Royal Rumble graphic and we never got it. Pay off to be. I know the card's subject to change, but we didn't want that change. Mm. We were the first to report it as a big change, if anything.
But yeah, it is mad that, I don't know, maybe the surgeon subscribes to PW Insider or something. I just did some operations on Nick Aldis, if you want to report that. Yeah, bicep. I'll be out for a bit. Freak accident, apparently. All right, see you later, mate. Bye.
Click.
But yeah, get well soon, Nick Aldis. If he can't work, obviously, and he's got some spare time over WrestleMania weekend, Nick, why don't you join Kazuchika Okada, CM Punk, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Say his money.
Card subject to change. And that's the alarm that reminds us of that. Apologies if you can hear some beeping in the background. We're having some fire alarm tests here at What Culture. But yes, It's Always Sunny at What Culture goes down on day two of WrestleMania, Sunday lunchtime at the Brilliant Underground Arts in Philadelphia. VIP tickets sold out. General admission still available. And as I mentioned on the news yesterday, we got a lovely message in the comments of the news the other day saying, "Well, we get to still meet you if you haven't got VIP tickets." Of course you will, except for Simon Miller, who hates the general public. No, I'm joking, of course. VIP will just get priority, but we're going to be knocking about beforehand and afterwards until the venue basically kicks us all out. Plus, we'll be around
all
week of WrestleMania. Just make sure you got that $5 in your pocket to slip into mine, and I'll make sure you get all the photos you need.
I want to shout out...
I'm joking, but whatculture.com/tickets.
I want to shout out my son Charlie and his brother Josh, but especially Charlie today because it is World Down Syndrome Day. And I love you, kid. I love everybody that gets to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, but I'm going to be in Philadelphia for a week, so we're going to celebrate it today because there'll be no time for me to celebrate when I'm over there having the time of my life. Indeed. Cheryl Warren's absolute sentiment. Happy World Down Syndrome Day as well to all that celebrate. Wear your odd socks. And then if people ask why, tell them.
Mm.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Moving on, Mamma Mia! Mauro Ranallo could be headed back to pro wrestling. This comes from Fightful Select. They've learned that MLW have been in talks with Mauro about possibly appearing for the MLW brand. Not a done deal yet, but there is interest on the MLW side. Cort Bauer and Mauro have worked together on a Strikeforce project in the past, and of course you remember Ranallo being a member. He's done loads of MMA stuff over the years. He's brilliant at that. He was on SmackDown between 2016 and 2017, then he moved to NXT, left in 2020, and mainly just does combat sports stuff now, although he did do Impact's Rebellion show back in 2021. A divisive figure, I think, on regular television, but for big shows, I love his voice being associated with it. The pomp and ceremony really works with Mauro.
Yeah, divisive I would completely agree with, and yet it's that strange kind, isn't it, where like I think people that just can't put up with Mauro's style basically have to watch on mute, but the people that love him would fight to death to keep him. It's like it's kind of like both extremes. I can't figure out how, like, MLW, I'm not sort of saying MLW isn't a going concern or anything, but, like, obviously, Mauro Ranallo presumably at one point really might have been close with Triple H, and you wonder if there's ever been any sort of interest with the WWE return. You know, he's done stuff with New Japan, so there's obviously links with AEW, and loads of wrestlers that would love Mauro as well. Cort Bauer's recently had that $20 million that he won in that case against WWE, so I can't think of any reasons why Mauro would sign on the dotted line, but like if he is going to get that, go and get that bag, because we know there's cash available.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like him being, at very least, and if this is all this is, on the fringes of pro wrestling, because I agree with you. I think he can be quite hard going week to week to week, but it's like Jim Ross. Like, big matches benefit from those big voices that you associate with big moments.
Love him on takeovers.
Yeah, it's perfect situation like that.
Yeah, so fingers crossed we get to see more of him on television. Obviously, he's had a great deal of personal issues, and this sounds like he could be getting back into it, which is fantastic news.
Do you know what he would have been great? You know what match would have been great with him lending his voice to?
Is it Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler at WrestleMania?
Oof, like surprisingly close, for reasons I'll expand upon. No, The Undertaker versus Sting.
Ah, yeah, that one too.
Yeah. Which one would be which in that case? I'm not sure. The Undertaker and Sting was, of course, the match that was like fantasized about for years. It was a dream match back when they were on opposite sides of the Monday Night Wars in the late 90s, and again in the 2000s and 2010s, when The Undertaker streamed was still ongoing and Sting was available, obviously, and WrestleMania 31 could have been the year, but you gotta play the game. But
team up with your best friend, the NWO.
It wasn't just, apparently, Triple H that didn't want the match. The Undertaker was speaking on his podcast.
It's one of the best podcasts out there, it's not ours.
I'll put you 6 feet under.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the dead man. Which would put me 6 feet. Sorry, yeah, yeah. Anyway, The Undertaker said, it just didn't work out. He had a short run in WWE and Vince didn't want it. For whatever reason, I don't know what it was, he didn't feel it. Everybody else was clamoring for this match for quite a few years. A year or two into that character change, people were already sending me the artwork with a billboard on the poster. It just never worked out. But people always think about things in a certain sense. I think in their mind, they thought The Undertaker 07-08 versus Sting. It was later on than that. I can say I was way on the backside of what I was going to do when he got there. I think, thanks for that, Undertaker.
Yeah,
I think what
I'll make sure I buy a crate of beer for the boys for that.
A crate of beer for the boys. I'm seeing, guess what? I'm seeing Savio over WrestleMania weekend.
God, I thought you were going to say one dead man show for a split second.
No, Christ, no. But Savio's probably going to Los Barriqua work in the Mark Hitchcock Memorial show, I believe.
Yes.
So, like, I can't wait to see Savio on the board. Buy that boy a beer or a crate of Jack. What to talk about? Yeah, The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
2015 WrestleMania 31, of course, was 1 year removed from The Undertaker losing the streak to Brock Lesnar, so I think that's what he's referring to there.
That would have been good, yeah, I'd have loved that.
There was definitely that era sort of...
Who did he work 31? Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt in the middle of the daytime. It was kind of a strange vibe. He didn't contribute to the programme and then he beat him anyway. Yeah. He beat him anyway. But yeah, there was that like sort of 07, 08, 09 period where it was like, was Undertaker the best worker in the world,
he's
actually?
Class, wasn't he?
So yeah, I think he's thinking about that period where obviously Sting came in much, much later. Sting was in TNA at the time. So yeah, Vince didn't want it.
A real thing, isn't there, of like, obviously all the allegations are horrific, but just in terms of like booking, how different it would have looked if, I know it's Triple H was a worker back then, but let's say he takes over in 2010, Like, I was reading as well on X yesterday that Becky apparently saw Bianca backstage after she squashed her at SummerSlam, and Bianca was really upset, and Becky said, "Don't worry, I'm going to make sure you get it back, and I'll put you all the way over when we eventually run this one back." Which implies that Vince's idea was, yeah, Becky comes in and squashes Bianca, and then, I don't know, Bianca disappears or whatever.
I remember us having a chat about this, and I was like, they might get there, and we were there in person when they absolutely did. Was never a plan. Like, it was just like, do this. Why? Funny.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry, let it play out. And if I'd let it play out without Becky being the brilliant person that she is, Bianca Belair would have, I don't know, formed a tag team or something.
Aye. So, yeah, all those dream matches, all those artworks, all them billboards. Take a saw them. But Vince didn't want it. So,
yeah.
Bin.
Be alarmed for bad Vince booking yet again.
Christ, how long are we going off all day and night?
Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, on X, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from, I'm going to go Joey Owie.
Okay.
But it could be Joey Owie, so apologies, Joey. If Mania ever comes to the UK, could you see Bayley coming out to Hey Baby by DJ Otzi? That would be scenes. Could even get a live DJ Otzi performance. I don't know how busy he is.
Hashtag DJ Otzi for me.
I don't think that's the actual DJ Otzi because he's got one follower on X.
That's definitely not him. Look, even if it wasn't a theme, that's all you'd hear.
Yeah.
For the duration of when a theme stops to when basically a match ends. A beloved figure in this country, the roots of which were from the fabled 2015 NXT House Show tour. And I hope some of that extends to this year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, I hope that's also the catalyst for more wrestlers coming out to real niche, but like earworm songs from back in the day. I want Last Ketchup doing a live performance.
I was thinking Last Ketchup when you said that as well.
I want the Macarena, baby.
I want Mr. Blobby. Leave us your favourite.
He's a worker.
He certainly is. He can give.
Is he Riot Cabaret? I think he was.
He's in a
shout out to the guys
Miller.
At Riot Cabaret, by the way.
Him,
yeah.
Him and Miller share cage match sort of matches. Let us know in the comments your favourite niche pop single and what wrestler would be the best theme song for them to come out to. I want to see some of the best suggestions.
Great shout, that.
A stable called the Wenger Boys that are all like Arsenal football hooligans, because it's Arsene Wenger, wearing big jackets, and they can like unzip all the way at the bottom to reveal like sort of the,
Dinosaurus is under there.
He's turned heel.
Gunnosaurus, what am I talking about?
He's turned heel, he's gone to Liverpool or something like that.
Like that. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I want to see
I
more.
I know what I was playing in the office today. question number two comes from Scooty. Great suggestion.
Sure, that isn't Scooter, because they could be.
Oh.
A lot of them, isn't there?
Great song, Matt. 2020.
Every minute, every hour, get the power, take a shower.
Good morning! Anyway, should the Usos have a Rikishi on a forklift match at Mania? The winner is whoever lowers a Rikishi stink face into his opponent.
I think that question's been asked in good faith, let me tell you. I think he might. The person asking the question might have watched the Buff Bagwell Dark Side of the Ring and remembered when Judy Bagwell was put on a forklift.
Yes. Is that how that match ended?
No, not like that, no. I don't need the stink face ever again. I think Rikishi as a presence at WrestleMania would be quite interesting.
Yes.
Actually, ringside, not running. What the hell happened to my boys? The whole deal, you can do something with that. I do like Rikishi. Ever the workers work and being like, can we keep all this within the Samoans, lads? Kind of going online and like annoying Cody fans and being like, I don't remember Shumba Chain.
Yeah.
Basically, the sort of like 2024 bloodline better. It's like, well, I could definitely see why it would benefit you to kind of keep the bloodline at the top of the industry.
I would love to interview Rikishi. Here's an open invitation to him over WrestleMania weekend if you want to chat to What Culture. I don't see that happening in their match. It feels more of a blood feud than that.
Rikishi being lowered at snail's pace so his arse can land on one of his children's faces.
Presumably, Jimmy. You can't do that to Jay.
I don't see it going. That's what Jimmy just lowered with a forklift. Lower it.
Final question. It comes from Mark Solid, accompanied by, I believe, Michael Hamler's worst nightmare as he goes to get
into
bed.
Oh, my God.
Three dogs on a bed.
A third dog. No.
All good boys, by the way. But Mark says, morning, homies. What are the top food or drinks you're looking forward to having in Philly? I will say this as far as pizza goes. Get a Sicilian-style pizza from any mom and pop pizza shop.
I mean, this video's gone long enough. I don't know, it's about to go longer, brothers. Right, yes, a Philly cheesesteak every day.
Obviously, every day.
Every available flavour of Mountain Dew from every available supermarket.
Oh,
I want to try a pitch black Slurpee if they're still available in 7-Eleven, because obviously the Pop was a limited edition and the Slurpee presumably will one day go away. I need to hit up a Taco Bell to see if they've done the Baja Blast pie yet.
Ooh.
With the ice cream, because that's getting rolled out in America, but it might not be in time for that one. What else?
Do we get a double down here in the UK? I don't know if it's still it's occasionally on and off in the US.
The thing is, right, it sounds like you're kind of wasting your time to go to like a KFC, Burger King, or McDonald's, but like it is a novelty to go and be like, oh, what have they got? Hang on, what's that meal called? The three cheeseburger meal. That's three cheeseburgers.
Yeah, people used to get really annoyed when we go to America and be like, hi guys, me, Phil and Nicholas are just going to the IHOP for breakfast. And they're like, why don't you go to this lovely cafe? Because we don't get to go to IHOP.
We haven't got an IHOP.
Plus breakfast there is basically enough food for the entire day.
And the deli from Wawa.
Yes.
Everybody tells
us. Oh
about
yes,
Wawa.
We have
so
to go there.
The deli counter there is worth a look.
Also, I have given up sweets for Lent, but thankfully, that's going to be over by the time we go to America. Convenient, that, isn't it? My favourite food in the world is a bag of Skittles Chewies, as many people may already know. What does America have? Hit me up on X, at Adam Wilborn, to let me know.
Starting off with Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, I love just going into a CVS or whatever, going to that Sweet Island, just going, thank you.
I've got that iPhone.
We remember when we were in that was a 7-Eleven in Texas. I went, have you seen this? It's I think it was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with crisps in it.
Yeah, loved it. They just put things inside the chocolate. Oh. There's a picture that comes up on my phone. There's Apple, like, happy memories. And it's like it's supposed to be like your children or your loved ones or your wife or your husband or whatever.
Out of the way, you.
Always pops up a view is you holding an American football. They book it in a sweet aisle of the CVS.
Oh, jeez.
So you've obviously got that. You've run into a sweet. Have a look at me. Take a picture.
I love a Butterfinger as well. Classic joke, that. I'm going to have to pull that one out for Nicholas.
Please do that again. That's got lore at this point, hasn't it?
Well, okay. But yeah, let us know. Keep the stupid questions coming. I want to have some really stupid ones tomorrow.
It's Friday, isn't it? Yeah.
At What Culture WWE on X. Let us know your thoughts on everything in the comments section below. And while you're at it, why not check out this video right here? We'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.